Welcome to the Speak to Hope podcast,
where we delve into the transformative power of mindfulness, meditation, and inner peace. Let us embark on this journey together and unlock the divine magic that lies within each and every one of us.
Embracing endings as portals to new beginnings. Endings are simply the portal to new beginnings. Embrace the new life that is unfolding within you. At times, in quiet moments of reflection, I find myself drawn to this profound truth. This wisdom resonates deeply with ancient wisdom and the countless stories of transformation experienced by many. When we experience an ending, whether it's a relationship, a career, or a chapter of our lives, we often feel a sense of loss. This feeling is natural and valid. Yet, what if we could see these endings not as losses but as doorways, as new pathways? What if every goodbye was making space for a beautiful hello? Think about the seed that must crack open and dissolve before it can become a flower. The seed doesn't mourn its ending. It surrenders to the process of transformation. In that surrender, it discovers its true potential. Can you think of a time in your life when something ended? You were sad, perhaps devastated. Later you came to realize that this ending forced you to rediscover a part of yourself that had laid dormant, waiting to emerge, or to re-emerge. You discovered that your ending was simply a portal to a new and refreshing beginning. It opened for you new and beautiful horizons. Yes, most of us have experienced such a transformative event at least once, sometimes several times in our journey in the circle of life. The ancient Stoics taught us that we cannot control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. When we embrace endings as opportunities rather than obstacles, we reclaim our power. We stop being victims of circumstance and become architects of our own evolution. Consider for a moment, what ending are you currently resisting? What if you could see it as the universe clearing space for something better aligned with your purpose? What if you could trust that this ending is actually protecting you from staying in a situation that no longer serves your growth? The lotus flower, revered in many Eastern traditions, grows from the mud at the bottom of ponds and lakes. It doesn't resent the mud, it uses it as nourishment. Similarly, the caterpillar experiences a new journey as it breaks free from its chrysalis to begin anew as a beautiful butterfly. The caterpillar's life ends, transforms, so that its new life as a gorgeous butterfly can emerge. In this same manner, we too can use our endings as the fertile soil from which our new beginnings can blossom and bloom. At times, we must release the old so that we can make space for the new thing that is unfolding. So today, I invite you to practice gratitude for your endings. Thank them for the lessons they have brought you. Thank them for clearing the path ahead. Most importantly, embrace the new life that is unfolding within you, because in that embrace, you'll discover that you never truly end. You only transform. With gratitude for each new beginning. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Speak to Hope podcast.
We hope that you have found inspiration and insights to assist you on your spiritual journey. Remember to take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Let's continue to explore the infinite possibilities of the divinity within ourselves to live a life of joy, peace, and abundance. Until next time, keep meditating, affirming, and embracing the magic of divine source energy love.